And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Bruce Curran. John McKay of Southern Cal once said that success for any college coach depends on three things: recruiting, recruiting, and recruiting. So the fact that Brandon Ingram chose Duke over Carolina may be indicative of a serious problem. I guess the facts would support that conclusion, given that Carolina's recruiting in basketball and football are ranked 50th and 43rd respectively for the year. The evidence is not all in, but it appears for the moment that Tar Heel recruits are disappearing faster than Vladimir Putin's political opponents. Fortunately for Carolina, their short-term salvation may be in a previously little-known outside shooter named Kenny Williams. The Heels have a very talented team next year, which is considered a legitimate contender for the title. Unfortunately, they still have one serious flaw: outside shooting. Although it was better at the end of the year, for most of the season it was about as reliable as an Italian train schedule. Oh, and the importance of outside shooting? In the 2014 tournament, UConn, which was barely in the top 20 at the end of the regular season, for their last six games shot a higher percentage than the guy in Sniper, which produced their fourth national title in the past 15 years. So young Mr. Williams' talents could go a long way toward relieving Carolina's most acute problem. But long term, there is still a concern with recruiting, given that our closest neighbor has now become a convert to the Calipari system. For the coming season, Carolina appears positioned to do it the old-fashioned way, but that approach to recruiting is quickly going the way of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. Oh, and on this matter of talent, Southern Cal's John McKay also said, "Great coaching makes you competitive. Great recruiting makes you champion." This is Bruce Curran.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.